times. And I think that's a terrible indictment of the way we've looked after or not looked after our countryside.
And why is that?
Well, I think it's a combination of reasons. It does come down to the fact that farming has emphasised productivity above everything else. And when you do that, you need to spray pesticides and herbicides. And also, of course, the move after the war to plant winter wheat, which meant sowing in autumn, which means that you don't have stubble fields left fallow in winter where the birds can feed. And it also means that by the following spring, the crop is too high for the birds actually to nest.
This farm has quite a good population of skylarks still, because I think the farmer's putting certain practices in place.
That's right. What he's done here is marvellous, because he's left strips around the edges of the field. They're often called skylark patches, where you just leave a small area of bare ground, because they like to be able to nest in short turf. They can look around and see any predators coming.
Let's move on now, Stephen, to a couple of birds that share the fields with the skylarks. They're related to each other. They're the grey partridge and the red-legged partridge, or as they're often known, the English and the French partridges. We'll begin with the grey partridge, which, like the skylark, has seen huge declines, in fact even worse than skylarks, because of changes in the way the countryside is managed. I think it's something like 86% between the 1960s and 2000. Grey partridges used to be one of the 10 most common birds in the countryside, and I can remember every evening I'd go out and hear them regularly near to where I lived in Worcestershire, but I can't find any in the county now. It's completely gone.
The same